turn things around in the next round?
We're about to find out. It's the Christmas number one 2009, but who's it going to be? Is it Joe McKeldry with The Climb or Killing in the Name by Rage Against the Machine? A few more of your texts before we reveal it. Emil in Guildford says, Joe has been gifted with a good voice, but he hasn't written a song himself yet. Maybe he never will. Therefore, I'm going for Rage. Charlie in Bishop Stortford says, Joe for number one. He's just adorable. I watched him every week on the show. Rage has to be number one. It's about the music. From Jana in Brampton. I like them both, but I think Joe has earned his place fair and square. Imagine how rubbish it would feel being the first X Factor winner to be number two. Let him have his moment. That's from Claire. Even if Rage Against the Machine does make number one, Joe will still be just as successful, just like the majority of people who came second at X Factor. That's from David. Music isn't just about vocals. It has to be Rage from Devon in Northampton. Right. Let's find out. Who is this week's number two on the official chart 2009 for Christmas?
Two.
It's Joe. X Factor winner Joe McKeldry is number two with The Climb on Radio 1's Christmas chart 2009. I have never seen the text go off like they've just gone off. Scott from Wales is pleased for Rage. Tara from Cornwall says, oh, I bought the Rage song, but now I feel awful for Joe. Sorry, Joe. Oh, it's a bit late now, isn't it? Nikki in Somerset says, gutted. Joe has worked so hard for this. Becky in Worcester. No, Joe should have won. You can't even sing along to Rage. Joe's song you can sing along to. Joe is the real number one, and everyone knows it, says Becky in Worcester. Get in there. Awesome. The people have spoken, says Big Norm in Cumbria. Laura in Kidderminster says, yes, go on, Rage Against the Machine. And shame on you, Mills, for keeping us in suspense. You love it. Justice has been done, says Dono in County Down. Paul in snowy Scotland says, there is a music god after all. Honestly, I've never seen so many texts. Thanks so much for listening tonight. We did invite Joe into the studio, but he didn't make it. So I believe he might be on Switch, though, in about 10 minutes with Annie and Nick on Radio 1. So stay tuned for that if you're a Joe fan. Rage Against the Machine, this is the largest first week digital sales figures in the UK ever. And it's the first ever download only Christmas number one. So it really is history in the making. It's the Christmas number one for 2009. Rage Against the Machine and Killing in the Name. Thanks for listening tonight.
BBC Radio 1.
The UK's official number one.
So the Christmas number one single in the UK for 2009, first revealed on BBC Radio 1, is Rage Against the Machine and Killing in the Name. And Zach from the band is on the phone. Hey, Zach.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. And more importantly, how are you?
I'm doing great. We're very, very ecstatic and excited about the song reaching the number one spot. And I just want to say very quickly that we want to thank everyone that participated in this incredible organic grassroots campaign. It says more about the spontaneous action taken by young people throughout the UK to topple this very sterile pop monopoly. When young people decide to take action, that they can make what's seemingly impossible possible.
Now you do what they told you. Now you do what they told you.
What we intend to do with the windfall of what's made for the single, we're going to donate a large portion to shelter.
Amazing. So how are the rest of the band feeling?
Well, you know, everyone else is still asleep.
I've woken you up, haven't I?
Oh, yeah, but what a great wake-up call. Thank you.
I have to say, I was really shocked when I heard the news today, because a lot of...